signed one.
Friday. Sport.
Welcome. In the next 30 minutes, everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. And after the huge disappointment of last week's cup exit at Tynecastle, it's back to league business this Sunday lunchtime and a trip to Dingwall to face Ross County and a new arrival at Pittodrie, Dave Galloway.
Adam Collin was unveiled to the media this afternoon, Dave, and he's delighted to sign on loan from Rotherham United until the end of the season.
Well, obviously, it's a fantastic move. You know, I've been in a massive club, and I'm just happy to be here, try and play some games and help Aberdeen in the league. You know, I've been frustrated at Rotherham with the lack of opportunities in their team, and I just want to come here and play some games. You know, before this season, I played a lot of games, whether it was at Rotherham or Carlisle in my past, and it's just something I want to do. Yeah, I'm an experienced number one goalkeeper now, and I just want to get to the first team here and show everybody what I could do. I play with a couple of lads, Kari Arnes and Rob Milson, who used to be here at Rotherham with me, and they've always said that it's a fantastic club to be at. And you know, if we've got the chance to go up there, then we should take it, and that's what I've done.
Adam, how impressed were you when you spoke to Derek McInnes and he sold the club to you? How impressed were you with his vision for Aberdeen FC?
Yeah, very impressed. I mean, I've only spoke to him once on the phone before I got here yesterday, and he was very passionate in the way he spoke. Obviously, he sounded very keen to get me here, which is a massive thing. Like I said, just looking forward to getting to work with him now. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's exciting to be part of a team that's challenging for the Premiership title as well.
Yeah, obviously, you know, at that end of the league, I just want to come here and try and get into the team to start with, and gather some points and see where we go from there. Yeah.
I've also been getting the views of Derek McInnes, and the gaffer says Adam will get the chance to nail down the number one jersey.
Well, he's got an opportunity to come in here and show us what he's got, and you know, he's not come here not to play. He wants to play, so the objective for him is to do exactly that, and the objective for Scott Brown is to show that he's a keeper here, so we feel we've got a healthy competition there.
Are you looking to start Adam on Sunday?
Well, time will tell. You know, I mean, I'm not going to say that with any certainty now. We're still waiting on international clearance, first and foremost, to come through. We don't expect that to be a problem. Unfortunately, he's not managed to train with the players today, so we'll see. We'll go out and do a bit of work this afternoon, and we'll make that call when we're ready.
Ross County had the chance to get back to Winningways and Dingwall.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a tough game. We never played well up there, and they beat us early in the season. We had one of our best performances second half against them here, and a fantastic victory for us here. So, you know, I think there's both teams have shown on their day what they're capable of when they play against each other. So, we're hoping for more of the second half performance we had against them here rather than the performance we had at Dingwall. But a tough game.
How important is it to get the 3 points on Sunday?
Well, it's always important. You know, it's the next game, and you know, and I think it's important for loads of reasons, but I think we want to continue the unbeaten run we've got in the league. We want to win and pick up all 3 points, and as disappointed as we are to get put out of the cup at Hearts last week, you know, it was always going to be a tough tie that, and when the draw was made, there's not a lot between the two teams. Hearts deserve to beat us and go through, and to beat them we had to bring in a more complete 90 minute performance, and we never did that, and you know, I think what we've got to do is make sure that we now focus all our energies into the league campaign and into the last 16 games of the season.
You're North Sound One's Friday Sport. I'm Dave McDermott. Joining me tonight, Dave Galloway and Andrew Shiney. And looking back last weekend, Andrew, we won't dwell on it too long because it was very, very disappointing.
Yeah, we just never got started. And as everybody said, the team that starts slowest usually ends up losing the game. That's exactly what happened. We didn't defend the first corner properly. Carlin Patterson scored, gave Hearts something to hold on to. And credit to Robbie Nielsen, he got his tactics spot on. And we just weren't able to produce the type of performance that was needed to overcome Hearts on the day.
Yeah, we couldn't really argue, Dave, that the team that went through deserved to go through.
Yeah, as the manager touched on when I spoke to him earlier today, Dave, Hearts thoroughly deserved a victory, in particular in the first half. It was disturbing from an Aberdeen point of view to see Hearts so dominant. I mean, they really could have been two or three up by the interval. We did improve, afterwards in the second half, but it seemed to be a lot of huffing and puffing, to be honest, and you know, Neil Alexander wasn't really that badly troubled.
No, it's all down to the league, as we've already mentioned, and you've been having a chat with an Aberdeen legend this week.
Yeah, I've been speaking to Neil Tatty Cooper, and he says despite getting knocked out of both cups, the season is not over.
No, not at all, gosh, no. I mean, the league's still the league's always a priority, right? And now they can totally focus, and but we can't say they won't be disappointed, as the Aberdeen supporters are. But that's football, you know. They've had a lot of good days lately under Derek, and that, and they'll continue, you know, hopefully in the league. And you know, everyone has just got to say, right, we have got to make a big push now, because we've been disappointing in both of the League Cup and the Scottish Cup trophies competition this season. So that's a big disappointment. But they have to really now bounce back.
Neil Cooper, they're very disappointing. But as Neil says, the league is the priority at the end of the day, and certainly is for us now.
Yeah, I would say, right, the dawn's off at your peril. It's very easy to say, oh, that's it, the season's over, Aberdeen have got no chance of catching Celtic. But, you know, the league table doesn't lie. Aberdeen are only 3 points behind Celtic. So we've just got to get back on the winning trail as soon as possible and keep the pressure on.
And Andrew, it's well, I missed the last game up at Ross County. I think I was quite glad to miss that win. It wasn't one that lives long in the memory from an Aberdeen perspective.
No, well, we're second best in that game, and Ross County deservedly won. But you know, it'll be a tough game, because you look at the record up there. We've only played County 12 times in competitive action, and it's all been league matches. We've won 5, County have won 4. There's been 3 draws. We've only ever actually managed to win once up there, so it's a difficult place to go to get a victory. But because it's the only thing that we've got to focus on now, and I've just got to correct Derek, we've actually got 17 games still to go this season, so I'm hoping he's not forgetting that St Johnstone rearranged game on the 6th of February. But you know, we've got to pick up as many points as we can between now and the end of the season. That's our sole focus. Celtic have still got 3 competitions that they're involved in, so you know, if they take their eye off the ball just momentarily, who knows? But we've got to get back to playing the way we did in that second 45 at Pittodrie against Ross County.
Now, changes will have to be made. Willow Flood, along with Ryan Jack, is missing, so there will be changes in the middle of the park. There's the dilemma of which goalkeeper gets the nod, assuming that Adams' international clearance comes through, which no reason to think that it wouldn't. So what do you reckon, Dave, is going to be the lineup that Derek will send out on lunchtime on Sunday?
Yeah, I had a good think about this, Dave. I would put Brown in simply because he knows the setup at AFC, he knows the players, etc. So I think it might be easier for him to slot in. So I would have Brown in goals, in front of him Logan, Taylor, Reynolds and Considine, in front of the back four, McLean and Shinney. Then McGinn, Pollitt and Hayes behind Rooney.
Andrew?
He's just read what I wrote down earlier. It's exactly the same. I think that's what is likely to happen. The manager's, you know, looks to get his experienced players in there. And Kenny McLean, we saw last week, he dropped into the deeper midfield role when Willow had to come off, allowed Peter to play that bit further forward. I think realistically he's the only option. So I think that's going to be the starting lineup.
Okay, Andy, one to watch.
Well, I'm going to go for Scott Brown because, you know, Scott has never let us down. Certainly in league matches, he had an iffy League Cup semi-final. He'd be the first to admit that. But he's an excellent goalkeeper. And as Dave so rightly said, he knows the guys in front of him. So that makes life that bit easier going into the game. And, you know, he's played plenty of development league games. So he's still fit. He maybe isn't as match fit for first team level play, but I think if the guys in front of him do their job properly, it shouldn't make for too arduous an afternoon for Scott.
Okay, you're one to watch, Dave.
I'm going to go with Peter Pollitt, Dave. Now, he has it in his locker to be a match winner. We all know what he's capable of. It would be great if he could turn that on tomorrow. This could be a really big chance for him on Sunday, I should say.
Okay, well, I'm going to throw my score prediction in first at 2-0, Dave. Aberdeen, by the way.
I'll go for 2-1 Aberdeen.
Andrew?
I just think we've never scored two in a game up there, so I'll go for 1-0. Same as Russell Anderson.
Same 3 points that
yes,
we get
absolutely.
To you, but it's 1-0. You're listening to Friday Sport. Coming up next, we've got latest from Jim McIntyre.
One. You're listening to North Sound 1's Friday Sport. The Dons are on Sunday service this weekend with a game against Ross County in Dingwall on Sunday lunchtime. Here's the Ross County boss, Jim McIntyre.
Aberdeen and Sunday will present a whole different test. We know they're unbeaten in 9 matches. They've drawn the last couple of games, but they've shown that consistency is back in their performance level. So from our point of view, we know it's going to be a tough game. But you know, we know on our day we're more than capable. We had a fantastic performance against them here when we beat them 2-0, and equally as good in the first half against them when we were 1-0 up going in at half time there. So we've shown we're more than a match for them on our day, and we need to bring that type of performance, you know, on Sunday if we're going to get a result.
Let's go interactive with Aberdeen Mad. Our topic was about the goalkeeping situation. Danny Ward, just some highlights from that, Andrew.
Well, Dolly Longstaff, I think, summed it up for all Aberdeen fans when he said it's a sickener that he's gone back to Liverpool. He was the best keeper we've had in a generation. I was hoping Liverpool might let us have him for another season, but even if he'd stayed here until the end of this season, the chances are they'd have either recalled him or decided to offload him altogether, in which case he'd have been well outside our wage structure. West Coast Don says, I'm beginning to hate loans. Anyone good, and they're off leaving us with a gaping hole to fill. Red Yeti says, on the subject of replacing Danny Ward, I'd love to see us bring Scott Bain back. Always puts in massive performances against us, makes saves you don't expect your keeper to make, and most likely Scotland number one after the current crop die out. It's a bit harsh. And finally, Barna Red, he's not quite so... glowing in his praise of Danny. He says Ward will never be the first choice at Liverpool. Even his biggest fans on here know it. They're sniffing around Ter Stegen and others. They will definitely sign a top keeper very soon, which will push Ward even further down the order. He might have been promised a shot at an FA Cup easy game to sweeten his move back down. He was brought back down with zero regard for our goalkeeper situation or thanks for the experience we have given him as a warning or punishment to the current Liverpool second choice goalkeeper, and that's Adam Bogdan, of course. But I'd just like to say thank you very much to Danny for all that he gave us.
Yeah, that chap obviously fell out of bed the wrong side.
Well, exactly. I mean, Liverpool were well within the rights to take Danny back down.
Yeah.
I must admit, watching the game on Saturday, having seen the game against Exeter the previous night, I thought, you know, we've got the best goalkeeper that Liverpool have in their books at the moment. Unfortunately, Jurgen Klopp agreed with me and took Danny back down the road.
When you saw Mignolet, the two of the goals he let in against Arsenal, goodness me.
I think Danny might be getting a first.
I think he will do, because
rather than later.
I think so.
Right, staying with Aberdeen Mad, our poll: will Aberdeen challenge for the title?
Oh, this is not a good one. Yes, just 24.5%, Dave. No, 75.5%.
Well, let's hope they're wrong. Time to look at the other games, and of course, important game tonight, Andrew, where we're all becoming Dundee United, reluctant Dundee United fans, I hasten to add, but they take on Celtic, bottom against top. Only one outcome, surely.
You would think so, but United did win last week, and it's the first time in goodness knows how long they've managed to celebrate that. They're missing the suspended Mark Dernan and Guy Demel. Near Beaton's missing for Celtic because he was sent off in his last league game, but you can only see one winner there. But yo, as you say, we all hope that United can upset the form book.
Well, they've got to win in the league sometime, surely.
Maybe. Not tonight, though, I don't think.
Tomorrow afternoon there are 4 Premiership games at Tynecastle. Hearts against the almost Liverpool manager Mark McGee and Motherwell.
It's a very good description.
So he tells us.
I know.
It'll be a tough one, but Hearts are on the crest of a wave at the moment. I can see Hearts winning 2-0.
Killy against Inverness, that's a difficult one to call.
It's a difficult one, but it's even harder for Killy because Josh McGuinness, Stephen Smith and Kevin McHattie are all suspended. Danny Devine suspended for Inverness. It's the time of year when all these daft bookings earlier on in the season are catching up. Killy, this should be, you know, high flying after winning their cup tie, but I think it's going to be a draw, that one.
Partick Thistle at home to Dundee.
I fancy Dundee to win that one. I'll go for 2-0. Dundee, they've not played since January the 2nd when they came from behind to beat their arch rivals United 2-1. And I think the spirit and the confidence gained from that will see them home.
Well, Hamilton manager Martin Canning says he'll still be angry about that thumping at Annan in 5 years' time. They've got a chance to put something back tomorrow against St Johnstone, but at McDermott Park, a very, very difficult place. Not the place they probably would want to go on the back of that game last week.
Probably not, but then St Johnstone themselves have got to bounce back from losing to Kilmarnock in the Cup. Dougie Imrie suspended for Hamilton, and I think it's a real test of their character. And Hamilton are that sort of side that when you kick them, they just bounce back. So it may well be that they're good enough to probably get a draw there.
Okay, well, Peter Head, they're in action tomorrow. They are away to Stranraer. He is manager Jim McAnally.
I watched them on Sunday against Celtic, and the first thing, obviously, I noticed about the game was how bad the park was. It was really heavy. I think Stranraer are now getting back to the team that they were last year. The new manager came in, he fiddled about a wee bit, and I think he's kind of went back to what was successful for them last year. Even bringing back Willie Gibson, Faye Dumbarton, who was a big, big player for Stranraer last year. So I anticipate that, you know, a really, really tough game on Saturday, and it's a game we're going to need to be strong in it. We're going to need to win our battles. And as I always say, if we can win our battles, we'll not be far away if you're winning a game.
Jim McAnally there, all the best to Peter Head down at Stranraer. Now, the Highland League, there's already been a couple of casualties.
Cove Rangers against Wick Academy and Forest against Lossiemouth have fallen by the wayside. There's going to be an inspection at Dudgeon Park in Brora in just in a few minutes' time for the Brora-Fort William game. But other games scheduled for tomorrow: Clachnairn County, Fraserburgh against Fermartin, Huntley against Bucky, Inverurie Locus against Evren Vale, Keith against Turriff United, and Strathbay Thistle against bottom of the table Rothes.
Scottish Junior Cup fourth round are two surviving teams, both away from home, but both have a realistic chance of making the last 16. Hermes are away to Glenrothes, Stonehaven away to Rossville, who play out of Bishop Briggs. In the McBookie.com Super League, already some casualties off. Cooter against FC Stonywood, Dufftown against Horross United, and Inverness City versus Bridgendon Thistle. That leaves Bankery against Devonside, Banksiddy against Dice, and Maud versus Ellen. In the First Division East, Cruden Bay at home to Parkvale, East End against Buckenhaven, Lewis United, Aberdeen University alongside Sunnybank, but the game between Newmacher United and Fraserburgh United has been postponed, as has Nairn St Ninian against New Elgin. In the First Division West, where there remains three games: Bucky against Spey Valley, Parkhead Thistle Granton, and Fockabers Isle of Ale. One cup game: Domino's Pizza North Regional Cup first round, it's Inverurie Colony Park against Forest Thistle. Turning our attention to golf, and Paul Laurie, a sort of historic season on the tour.
Yeah, his silver anniversary season. It's 25 years that Paul's been on the European Tour, and this is his first event of 2016, the Joburg Open. And after 36 holes, he's sitting handily placed at 5 under par. It's a bit off the lead, which is 14 under, but, you know, he's made the cut, and it's all little steps to begin with at the start of the season. But we'll wish Paul all the very best, and if the time differences right and he's not playing at the wrong times and stuff, I'm sure he'll be listening to Red TV on Sunday.
I'm sure he will. And of course, a reminder, that's a 12:15 kickoff on Sunday. There will be Dons fans out in numbers, Dave, but it's a ridiculous situation where the first train from Aberdeen arrives in Dingwall at 1:30.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. Yet again, it's another example of the football authorities and the TV companies paying little or no regard to travelling supporters. It's just crazy.
Yep, so it is 12:15, and we'll be heading off very early on Sunday morning. And fingers crossed that we can get those 3 points that keeps this run going, because it's important to remember we are in the middle of a decent run in the league.
Well, if you remember last season when we got knocked out of the Scottish Cup, we went on a run of, I think, 8 straight victories. It would be nice to think we could replicate that form.
Well, let's hope so. So it is 12:15 on Sunday. That's Ross County against Aberdeen. That's it from Friday Sport for another week. We'll be back same time next week. Hopefully you can join us then, but have a great weekend. Bye-bye.